are you trained to be a pilot back here in the military, or where does your...
No, when I got out of the Army, at that time, let's say 1958, you could become a licensed pilot for $36. It took 8 hours, and it's $4 an hour. That was for an instructor, the airplane, and the fuel. And I thought, why not do it? And I did. For some reason, I've always been in a position where I use aviation. Today is a good example, too. I just go all over the state, and people kind of laugh about it. I remember not long ago being down in Altus, and they said, are you ever in Washington? You know? So I've been using aviation all my life.
How old were you when you got your pilot's license?
28.
Did you have an interest in flying for a long time?
I always was fascinated by flying, and I'd go out to Harvey Young Airport, and there are a couple others. One was Baird. It's not there anymore. You know, wash planes and do things like that. It was fascinating with flying.
It didn't come from your father or family. It was just you were born.
Yeah, no, it didn't, because I didn't have anyone in any of my family that ever flew, but it was always of great interest to me, and I was just fascinated by it, and that's endured a lot of years now.
When you come out of the Army, then is that when you get into various business-related items?
Well, first of all, I started long before I was in the Army. My dad had made a deal with my brother and me. If you work, by the time you're 16 years old, whatever you earn, I will match, and you can buy your first car. And so I went out. I was always, I can say now because enough time has passed, I was really a good salesman. I could sell anything. I was a fuller brush man. Now, people don't know what that is today, but a fuller brush man is a guy that goes around from door to door. I lied about my age because you had to have a car license. So when I was 15 years old, I set records that were the best sales records in the fuller brush world, which doesn't mean anything today, but it did at that time. And anything else that I could sell, I would. I remember our backyard being the city limits. Back there, there are wild blackberries, and it's a heavy Indian population that lived back in the woods.
Where is this?
Here in Tulsa. Anything south of 32nd Street was wooded area outside the city limits. But I'd go back and hire Indians to pick wild blackberries, and I'd sell them around the neighborhood. I was always pretty enterprising in sales.
And so somewhere you knew you could almost sell anything, right?
No, I did.
Then you worked in the field of aviation?
I did some work in that, but that was more of just to support the habit.
Became a real estate developer?
I did some real estate developing. I did insurance work. Yeah, I'd say insurance, aviation, and real estate.
And then did you purchase or did you build the Quaker Life Insurance Company?
That was actually started as a subsidiary of a very large property and casualty company. We had it for a short period of time. The year was about the early 80s when almost everything went under. That was the first major recession in contemporary history of Tulsa. Mm-hmm. So we lost that. That's when I started developing and doing things like that, primarily in Texas.